The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Opa Shaw. Actually, no, that really is what they call me, Mr. Thrill Ride himself.
Whee! All right.
Albin, listen.
Yeah.
First of all, hour one today was particularly wonderful. Brian Kilmeade, most people know him from Fox and Friends, was our guest for the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written many books on American history. He's a hero because when you write these books, you're teaching people things that they ought to have learned in school or on TV growing up. It's not happening. So he is making this stuff happen. I try to do my part similarly. But Brian Kilmeade, he's on Fox and Friends, and somehow he manages to write these books. So in hour one, we talked about that. Now, Fox and Friends, I probably shouldn't bring this up, but they still haven't had me on to talk about my Donald books. Wouldn't you think that it would be like right in their wheelhouse?
I would think
Donald drains a swamp,
yeah.
Donald builds a wall. You'd think, right?
I would think, sure.
You know what? I think they're just like delaying it because they want it to be an extra special time.
They want to give you the whole show.
That's probably it. Like, because usually they have like a thing like, hey, we're going to cook bratwurst out in the plaza on 6th Avenue. Today we're going to cancel that. We're just going to talk about America and Donald the Caveman with Eric Metaxas.
That's what
you know.
You'd hope.
I think that's going to happen on Fox and Friends. But seriously, Brian Kilmeade is super bright, super super bright, and a New Yorker. And in hour one, we talked to him today. In this hour, we're going to talk to Dallas Jenkins, who is doing something. Actually, I'm not going to tell you now what he's doing. Just trust me, it's exciting what he's doing.
He's
so we're going to talk to him.
We'll give you a hint.
He's a director of some type of quote-unquote film project of a kind.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to him in a couple of minutes. But what we really wanted to do, Albin, is wish you happy birthday.
Oh, please.
Because I didn't remember it was your birthday, but I did remember that it's your twin brother's birthday.
Well, here's a great story. Brian Kilmeade signed the book, the Alamo book,
a few minutes ago.
To my twin brother, because it publishes today, November 5th, my birthday, my twin brother's birthday. And you know what he wrote inside? This is no joke. He wrote to the better looking twin. I thought it was funny because
There's only two of you, right?
That's right. And so I'm like, wait a minute.
Sometimes if there's three or four twins, it wouldn't be that insulting. But when it's just you and your brother,
that's it.
Man, that's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Ouch. Brian Kilmeade, that was uncalled for.
Ow.
Brian, the only way Brian could make that up would be giving me extra time on Fox and Friends to talk about my Donald.
I asked, for my birthday, like the only gift. He said, what can I give you besides my book? I said, this is for your brother. I said, get Eric on to talk about Donald Bill.
Well, you know, seriously, the fact that it's your birthday today, you don't look a day older than you did this morning. It's amazing to me.
Well,
how you met? What kind of use like lotion or what? How do you?
No, the secret is I look 5 minutes older than my twin brother. That's
and
it.
You really are.
I really is.
Man, that's got to boil
and
your potato.
And I use lotion.
And you use a little bit more lotion,
the
right?
Identical twin lotion.
You only look 4 minutes older.
And I'm hoping my wife lets me watch The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, my favorite movie. We didn't watch it on Halloween like we were supposed to.
Right.
And we're going to go to the Bridgeview Tavern in Sleepy Hollow, my favorite restaurant.
You know, you've got the cutest marriage, I have to tell you. Suzanne and I, when we grow up, we want to have a marriage just like yours. You and Ann, I'm telling you, you guys do it right.
We try.
I don't know where you found Ann. I know you don't deserve her, but happy birthday to you. And Alvin, I got to say that the fact that it's also your twin brother's birthday, is that just this year or is that a normal thing?
We've been doing it for several decades now.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you know what time of day you were born?
No, I have no idea.
You're supposed to say, I don't know, I was pretty young then.
Oh, I see.
But you actually don't know what time of day you guys were born?
I don't. But you know
you're 5 minutes apart?
Yeah, I know where that's for sure. I'm
Alvin,
5 minutes older. Yes.
But I'm saying he could have been born 11:59 on November 4th.
That's true, but it obviously it didn't happen. But I'll ask my sisters. I've got two older sisters, and they know the history of our family and other people's families.
But the fact that you don't know what time of day you were born, that's just bizarre.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
What time?
I was born at 8:08 a.m., June 27th, 1963. Well, you know what it was? I just have a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you were so young.
No, but I just remember when it happened. I remember, this is what real life is like. And then I realized, yes, I existed in the womb, but actually breathing my own oxygen, not getting through my mother's placenta. You know, I just felt like I was becoming a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Taking your own breath, not relying on your mother's oxygen, is when you take your first step as a man.
And then you said, I will not cry. I will not cry.
I cried. The doctor slapped me. It's been tough. It's been a tough half century, I got to tell you.
Well, that's like that joke. Danger fact, Jake. When you were born, you were so ugly, the doctor slapped your mother. Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's something happening today besides the celebration of your birthday, which
let's
I wanted to talk about. No. I mean, I'm happy to talk about your birthday. But you're on your birthday, which is today, you and I are taping some fun skits.
That's right.
Because we are doing a Christmas variety special for TBN.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is going to blow minds.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing. It's going to blow people's minds. It's a throwback, Dean Martin, 60s variety Christmas special with comedy and music and whatever. We tried to get Ella Fitzgerald to sing, but she's too big. You can't even get to her anymore. So the point is that it's going to be on TBN, right?
Yes.
And we're taping part of that today. You and I, you know this because your costume. I saw the elf costume.
Yeah,
and there's all kinds of stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, thank you, by the way.
And so you're going to be in a couple of pretty cool skits,
and with Victoria Jackson too.
With Victoria Jackson, who's probably in the dressing room right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. Mm. It's crazy. But we also have to tape tomorrow's
the 6th. 2 days, and Joe Piscopo's going to be on the show. Oh my goodness!
Piscopo and I are singing in tuxedos. Yeah, two tuxedos. We each got our own.
Mm.
Yeah, we're singing. Well, if you go online, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, in 1967, I guess it was Dean's variety special, they sang, it was a Christmas thing, they sang It's a Marshmallow World together.
Right.
So we're gonna do that. And, there's all kinds of
it's
fun
stuff.
It's
going to be fun. No, it's great.
And if it's not fun, something went very wrong.
Yeah, and you can just turn it off.
Yeah, okay. but don't. Okay, we're gonna read, before we go to our guest, we've just got a couple of letters we wanted to read. We love it when people write to us. We love it when people write short letters to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people write like 3 pages, and I think, excuse me, I have this whole thing called a life, and 3 pages it's about 2.5 pages too long.
Yeah.
But we have some pages. We have some. This is something that I wanted to to read, that it just struck me as very, very nice. Our guest, Virginia Prodan,
mm-hmm.
from, I was just in Romania, right?
You were, yes.
Virginia Prodan. Her whole story is about Romania. She was on this program, and she wrote a wonderful letter to us. Am I going to even find it, or am I going to get confused here? They are. Don't move.
I was thinking while you're looking for that, can I read this letter about someone asked you just out of curiosity, did Bonhoeffer influence your stylish choice of glasses or vice versa?
Okay, this is a great question. Yeah. Ask it again clearly because I want the audience to take in this sentence.
Michael Herringshaw of St. Paul, Minnesota said, Eric, just out of curiosity, did Bonhoeffer influence your stylish choice of glasses or vice versa?
Okay, so that's wrong on at least two levels.
Right.
First of all, maybe it's a joke. Now, I hope it's a joke because the idea that, it says, did his choice of glasses influence my choice of glasses or vice versa, meaning did my choice of glasses influence his choice of glasses? Obviously, that's not possible since he died in 1945 and I was not yet born. So I think that's meant as a joke. But I have to tell you, I get tons of comments from people that say, oh, you look just like the Bonhoeffer on the cover of your book. And I think, could you look more closely? Because his glasses are metal-framed glasses.
Yes.
My glasses are like tortoiseshell glasses. So how are they?
They're
round and they're glasses? Like, that's it? How many other options do we have? Like
round and or tortoiseshell.
I mean, it's just kind of a... But so when people ask these questions... Anyway, we're out of time. Thank the Lord, we're out of time. When we come back, we're going to have a real guest for you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, if you listen to the show, or maybe you watch us on YouTube sometimes, I would like to think that you think of the show as something that the whole family can listen to together or watch together. There's very little of that kind of thing out there, and I've always felt a particular calling to try to produce that sort of thing. And in as much as that's important to me, I try to have guests on this program who are trying to do something similar. And I have right now, via the magic of Skype, Dallas Jennings, who's the creator and director of The Chosen. You'll hear more about that. Dallas Jenkins, for crying out loud. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I there's so many jokes to be told right now about Metaxas versus Dallas and getting something wrong, but I'll let those go.
Well, once a year, and it happened to me just the other day, roughly once a year, I'm introduced someplace and people look at me and they go, oh, what part of Texas? And I say, right. No. Eric Metaxas. Anyway, but I guess I was thinking of William Jennings Bryant, but you're Dallas Jenkins. And listen, right. So people understand you're the son of the celebrated Left Behind author, Jerry Jenkins. Now everybody knows. They say, oh, that's who that is. So we know it's a Jenkins, not a Jennings. I heard about what you were doing. We were at NRB some months ago, which is National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And I started hearing about this project you're working on. And I got very excited about it. It's called The Chosen. I wanted to have you on. So tell my audience that they know nothing about this. What is The Chosen? What is this project?
Right. So in a nutshell, and the history of it is something we can get into in a minute, but The Chosen is the first ever multi-season show about the life of Christ. There's been movies, there's been miniseries, but there's never actually been a binge-watchable multi-season show where you can really dig into the characters, dig into the stories even deeper than normal. Again, in a lot of Jesus movies, you're going from miracle to miracle, Bible verse to Bible verse. You're seeing the scripture come to life. But in this case, we're adding backstory, historical context, cultural context, course, not changing anything that's from scripture, but adding some of the historical context to it to enrich your experience with the gospels. And so one of the cool things about it that has been happening is we've been hearing from thousands of people who've seen the first four episodes that they're seeing an authenticity in this that they don't normally see. And I've been a believer my whole life. I've seen all the Jesus projects. I've heard the stories hundreds of times. So I think because of that, I'm coming at it from a perspective of how can we approach this in a way that enhances and celebrates these amazing gospel stories and these amazing gospel people, but while offering it maybe from a different perspective that allows you to kind of be revived in your passion.
This is fabulous. I've thought about this kind of thing for many years as a Christian myself. I think to myself, there's stuff in the text that we tend to gloss over. Sometimes if you have a really great pastor, preacher, they will bring that to life for you. But generally speaking, we skip past it and we don't see, as you're putting it, the context. What is this world? We kind of act like we're reading a fairy tale and we forget that, this is history with infinite ramifications. Anywhere you look, I mean, this actually happened in the world in history. And to do what you're doing, for me, it's an answer to prayer and a dream come true that somebody has stepped up to do what you are doing. Now, how did you come to think it was possible to do this? Because this is a gigantic undertaking. How many episodes have you done and where are you right now?
Yeah, so that's what's so amazing about this project is I came up with it. It actually was birthed from failure. So I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible because I know we don't have a ton of time. But this was birthed out of the fact that my previous feature film, I had partnered with Hollywood. I had finally made it in Hollywood. I had big Hollywood producers doing a movie with me and with multiple movies on planned for the future. And the movie bombed. And so they kind of stepped back, and I went from a director with a bright future to a director with no future. And so I poured myself into a short film for my church. So I did a short film about the birth of Christ from the perspective of the shepherds. And while I was doing it, in a 20-minute short film, I myself felt like I learned more about that particular story, which covers just a few verses in the Bible.
Right.
I learned more in those 20 minutes than I'd ever seen before on any portrayal of the nativity. And I thought, you know what? There's a show here. You know, I'm sitting there on the treadmill watching, Downton Abbey or binge watching whatever show with my wife that we watch. And I'm like, one of the great things about these shows is you can really spend time developing these characters and seeing right. the world through their eyes. And I thought, why has that never been done from a Bible perspective? Why don't I have shows that I can watch with my family that actually are going to enhance my kids' love of Scripture?
Right.
And so that was the idea. Long story short, my short film got in the hands of a streaming service, and they believed that they could raise the money for this show through crowdfunding. And I thought that was the most ridiculous idea ever. I thought crowdfunding never works, and when it does, it's usually for really small projects. And very quickly, the all-time crowdfunding record at the time was $5.7 million from several shows that had big fan bases and had already existed for years. And I said, look, to do something like this, as you just said, I don't want to do a full season of a show like this on just a shoestring budget. We're going to need millions of dollars for this. But I was in a place where I was like, oh, I got nothing to lose. You know, it's not my job to feed the 5,000. It's only to provide the loaves and fish. That was a lesson that I learned from a friend of mine after my movie had bombed. And so I was like, well, loaves and fishes. We'll see what happens. That short film ended up going viral, and it raised over $10 million from over 15,000 people around the world. And which changed my life, of course, and just even in just my relationship with God, seeing what's possible and what he wants to do. But that's what's been so cool about this show, is that this is not just a show that you can watch and enjoy with your family, which it is, but it's a bit of a movement. You know, I think people wanted so badly to see something like this.
Right.
And got so excited that they put not only their trust in the show itself, they've actually put their money in making it happen. And so that's what's been, this has been a movement, almost like a train that's going that I'm just joining myself.
Well, really, this is, it's extraordinary what you're doing. I have to say that it's only now with the technology we have and with the market such as it is that anyone could do something like this. And you've leapt into the gap here. And people, as you say, via crowdfunding are helping you do this. So you are totally outside of the Hollywood studio system.
Right.
And you're able to do what you like. I mean, I'm fascinated that sometimes the market creates an opening where things are possible that never were possible before.
Yeah, the fact that we're not in the system has made things a little bit more difficult in reaching, we'll talk about this in a minute on how people can watch it, but how we raise the money and how people can watch it has become more difficult because obviously it's easier if a big studio or a big streaming platform like Netflix just writes you a $10 million check and says, here you go, and now we're immediately going to be able to show it to millions of people.
Right.
The problem with that is, in our case, is this is a show about Jesus. And as we saw last year when we got a movie called Noah or a movie called Exodus, and I see the trailer and I'm so excited that finally some money and some resources and
right.
some talent
right.
been put towards a Bible story, and then it's completely with a different agenda. The fact that we've been outside the system has made it much more challenging, but much more rewarding because our investors and our fans who have now since watched the show actually wouldn't be all that happy if we got bought out by someone else because the fact that we're outside the system has increased their trust level. They don't trust a lot of the Hollywood studios or a lot of even the streaming platforms anymore.
Right. I wonder why. Let me ask you though. So if people do want to watch this, how do they watch it?
So right now, we found after a few months of trial and error that the easiest and simplest way that we've gone just directly to the people is we created an app. So you go to the App Store right now or Google Play or whatever, and you look up The Chosen, or the first thing you find, easy to find, you know it's us right away. You can download it to your phone, and within minutes, you can be watching all four episodes. And we've created the software that allows you to cast it to your television. So again, it's still growing, but if you've got Roku or Chromecast or Apple TV, or you just want to hook it to your TV directly,
right,
or just watch it on your phone, which is how, again, my kids prefer to watch a lot of their stuff, you can do that, and it's free. The first four episodes are free. Episodes 5 through 8 come out Thanksgiving. We're finishing them up as we speak. But we just found that when we showed these episodes for free, people then wanted to own them. They wanted to share them. And the money part started taking care of itself. So obviously we need income, because otherwise we can't do future episodes and seasons. But we found that when they watched the first four episodes, they became so passionate about it. They loved it so much. They're like, we want to buy DVDs. We want to buy DVDs for our friends. We want to buy streaming packages that we can share. We want to have watch parties at our house to do this. And so the money part is taking care of itself after they watch it.
It strikes me that your problem will be producing enough of these fast enough, because the hunger for this, you know, people would like a new one every week. You're obviously not able to pull that off at this point. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I want to say that it is called The Chosen. Just in case you want to know what it's called, The Chosen. And you can get the app. You're kind of crazy not to get the app. Go to your app store, get it. We'll find out more when we return with Dallas Jenkins, the creator and director of The Chosen. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At least 9 U.S. citizens, including some children, have been killed in a violent attack by suspected drug cartel gunmen in northern Mexico. House Democrats releasing the full transcripts of their closed-door depositions with former U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. A temporary government-wide spending bill expires on November 21st. That's 1 week before Thanksgiving. If there's no agreed-to spending bill by that date, the government would shut down. In health news, new research showing U.S. teens who use electronic cigarettes prefer ones that are made by Juul Labs, and mint is the top flavor for many. The results are in two studies of the Journal of the American Medical Association. On Wall Street now, stocks are mixed, the Dow up 60 points, the S&P is down fractionally. This is SRN News.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL, K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Wouldn't believe where I've been. The city's in
Hey there, folks. That's Barry Manilow. I'm Eric Metaxas. I don't want you to get confused. And my guest is Dallas Jenkins, who is the creator of something called The Chosen, a TV series that I hope you'll check out. Dallas Jenkins, now, I know who your father is. That's why your last name is Jenkins. Your first name is Dallas. I know that you're filming this in Dallas. Did you grow up in Dallas?
No. The reason that I'm named Dallas is my father actually had his, you know, we tend to in the evangelical world call a rededication of his life to Christ. In 1972, at Explo 72, and it was this massive youth conference.
Wow.
In Dallas. And very famous.
Billy Graham was there. Yep. Larry Norman was there. You could have been named Norman. Thank the Lord you're named Dallas.
Sure. Right. And it was famous for Kris Kristofferson swearing backstage and the whole crowd heard him and it was this big deal. But anyway, he had a significant spiritual experience during this. And so that's why I was named Dallas a few years later when I was born. And so, no, I'm from Chicago area. I'm talking to you right now from Chicago. We filmed about an hour outside of Dallas in Texas where there's this, you know, the topography there, besides the fact that everyone knows it's God's country and it's the, you know, the great state and all that. We were welcomed spiritually and politically into this great state.
Yeah.
But there's some great topography there. And there was this small studio that was built by the daughter of this really wealthy man on a bunch of ranch land. And she built this first century Capernaum set that was used for tours and for short films and whatnot. Just something, this idea that
only
she had.
In Texas, folks. I mean, only honestly, that is, how terrific is this? Amazing.
Right. And so it felt for our purposes, because again, we did raise this $10 million from the crowdfunding that allowed us to do a full season. But if you think about it, especially when you're looking at budgets of shows like Game of Thrones or Downton Abbey, they've got $5 million, $10 million per episode.
Sure.
And we're doing a show set 2,000 years ago, so it's not cheap. And so finding this set that already existed allowed us, and again, the fact that our story happened to be set in Capernaum in the first century, so it was perfect. So we were able to utilize this set and build on top of it and dress
it
up.
So it's kind of low budget in a way, but it's not like Ed Wood low budget, right? Like we're not going to see any wristwatches on the shepherds or anything like that?
Nice reference. No. No wristwatches or Starbucks coffee cups. But so it's low budget relative to Hollywood, but it's big budget compared to what faith-based projects typically get. And
well, that's important. That's important to say, Dallas. The quality of this production values. It's always been, my mantra and the mantra of many people of faith that a lot of the production values, when it comes to things that we call faith-based, have not been terrific, and that's why the mainstream has been able to avoid it fairly easily and say, "Oh, that's that cheesy Christian stuff." Clearly, there's a market for cheesy Christian stuff, but at the same time, I don't think God calls us to make cheesy Christian stuff. So I'm really glad that you're able to make something of excellence.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not only is there is a market, yes, for cheesy Christian stuff, but there is a ceiling to that. I mean, I think we've reached it. I think that there's a certain crowd that doesn't care much about the quality because of the message, and that's fine. And that's usually a crowd that doesn't watch a whole lot of movies or television anyway. And so they don't hold to the same standards.
Right, that's right.
That normally would. And that's totally fine. But we're trying to reach a wide audience. And yes, we are trying to reach an audience of unbelievers as well. And we've been able to do that so far, A, because the quality has been there. We had enough money to make it look like a regular show, which has been really appreciated by many people, including atheists and agnostics who have reached out to us on Facebook and said, I came across this show and I loved it. Because it's a great historical piece and it's accurate to who Jesus is. But we've got actors and crew members who aren't believers who came on board this project because they love the script so much and have then, of course, been doing what I've wanted them to do and what I want the viewer to do is go, this is really interesting. I want to know more. They dig into the Gospels more because of this portrayal and this characterizations that we've done. And I think the characterizations, giving the disciples, I'm going to make this point real quick, even though you didn't ask it, so I apologize. But
no, this is important stuff. I love it.
Yeah. But in Jesus projects, a friend of mine told me this, and I think it's true. He said, typically there's three disciples. There's Peter, there's Judas, and then there's the other 10 disciples who
right.
are all one.
That's right.
They all look the same. They talk the same. They're all in their 40s. One of the coolest things I think about this show is that we've done the research to find that actually the disciples were likely teenagers, late teenagers. Simon was a little older because he was married. We know that. He's the only one who's mentioned as being married because he has a mother-in-law. But actually talking about the fact that Matthew the tax collector, who's one of our main characters, getting into what it was like for a tax collector at that time, how hated and outcast they were by both Jews and Romans. So that's interesting to us. It's more than just Jesus walked past the tax booths.
If you could make a generation of folks biblically literate, and that's what you're doing, basically. You're doing something extraordinary. I don't know what I was reading just the other day. It was at the Gospels, but I don't remember. But it said Judas, parentheses, not Iscariot. And it just knocked me back. And I thought, I have reached a level of ignorance where I have to think hard. Was there another disciple named Judas who was not Judas Iscariot? Obviously, there was. But it is so rich, and it's all there, and Bible scholars over the centuries have dug into this stuff. We typically don't get to see any of it. It doesn't come alive. We're going to go to another break. We're coming back. Folks, I'm talking to the director and creator of The Chosen. You can get it on your at the App Store. Go to The Chosen. You want to be a part of this. This is a big deal. We'll be right back.
Find you if you like. Well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man, what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking about a brand new TV series, although do we call these things TV series anymore? You don't have to watch it on your TV. This thing is called The Chosen. It is a TV series, but it's very interesting. We're talking to director and the creator, Dallas Jenkins. Dallas, really, this is so impressive. How long are each of the episodes? Let me start there.
So they range anywhere from 35 to 50 minutes or so. That's one of the cool things about streaming is you're not bound by the rules of hitting a commercial break or fitting into a certain time frame. That's the beauty of, again, doing things outside the system is you have a little bit more freedom. So the episodes are as long as they need to be. We've got one episode that's a little shorter because it didn't need to be any longer than that. We're trying to make sure that we're giving the story exactly what it deserves, not more or less.
And so you have four of these that are now available for free. If people get the app, The Chosen, they just put in The Chosen on at the App Store and it comes up. So there are four. And what do those four episodes take us through?
Oh, great question. So what we did is we went to the gospel stories, these great gospel stories. And I love what you said in the last segment about how much you as a believer and as a Christian leader for years and years are still discovering new things. That's what happened to me. I was a Bible major in college. I was born and raised by a father who was a Christian leader for years, wrote an entire book series called Left Behind about that was based, rooted in scripture. And I still was discovering new things. So what we do is we start with these well-known gospel stories. We chose who the main characters of our show were. So like any good show, you've got about cast of about four or five main characters. So we chose Nicodemus, Mary Magdalene, Matthew the tax collector, Simon Peter, and of course, Jesus. We find those moments when they encountered Christ, because that's typically when we discover them in the Gospels, is Christ was walking along, he saw Matthew, Matthew followed him. Christ went to the beach, saw Simon Peter, told him to follow him, that kind of thing. So then we work backwards, and we try to come up with a plausible portrayal of what their lives were like and who they were before they met Christ, so that when they do encounter Christ, they and the audience can have an even more exciting emotional, spiritually, and intellectually, an emotional experience that we believe that if you see Jesus through the eyes of those who actually met him, you can be changed and impacted in the same way they were. So to answer your question, episode one, for example, we get to meet Mary Magdalene before her demons were cast out of her, which is how we are introduced to her in the Gospels. So we see that pain, that oppression, that desperation that she was experiencing. We see Nicodemus before John chapter 3. Why is it that a Pharisee would come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah when everyone around him was so angry at Jesus? But yet Nicodemus still met with him in secret, didn't actually come out as a Jesus believer until Jesus died. Why is that? What would have caused that? And so we explore what the Pharisees were like, what Nicodemus may have been like, what would have caused him to actually go from a lifelong teacher of teachers status that he had to actually believing that someone's the Messiah, a Messiah who's telling him that his way of thinking isn't necessarily correct. So those are the things we explore in these episodes, so that by the end of episode four, most of our main characters have encountered Jesus and are now on that path of, you know, sanctification and all of that. So the miracles that we see, the encounters that we see have that much more impact because we're introduced to these characters before they happen.
It's kind of funny when I hear about something like this happening, this thing that you're doing, I'm not kidding. It makes me wonder, are we in the last days? Because this is the sort of thing that has never happened before. We could have so many people across the globe who have internet connection, which is like, you know, most people, who can be more biblically literate than they've ever been, to really understand the situation. Now, of course, there will always be hidebound literalists who I think of theologically as Pharisees who will say, ah, if it's not exactly in the Bible, like I don't want to hear the backstory of Mary Magdalene because it's not in the Bible. Well, you know, that's like saying that don't tell me about Herod Antipas because he's not in the Bible. Well, there's all kinds of stuff here. Some of it is speculative. And there is a grand tradition of this kind of thing. The book Barabbas by, is it Paul Lagerkvist? I can't remember, but huge book that came out about 70 years ago, which tells the story of Barabbas. Now, that's not in the scripture, but it gives us an understanding of what it's like. My friend, the film director, Norman Stone, did something brilliant for the BBC called Tales from the Madhouse. People should get that. It's spectacular. Yeah. Tales from the Madhouse. The BBC let him do it. And it is just like what you're talking about. It focuses in on these different characters and their encounters with Jesus. And some of it is speculative, but it is so rich and so powerful because there are so many figures and so many stories. So that's my long way of simply saying thank you for what you're doing.
Well, and I'll tell you this. When you talked about how the world can now be more enriched in their literacy of scripture, it almost makes me emotional because that's We got a video from a teacher of a fourth grade class. She showed The Chosen to her fourth graders, and then she filmed their reactions afterwards. And I didn't think this was going to be a show for kids. I mean, it's not a kids show. It felt like a show for adults. I didn't expect it to be as family friendly as it turned out to be. When I got this video from the teacher, there was several fourth graders who, as they were describing their experience watching it, couldn't talk because they were crying. And I showed that video to my wife, and we wept together because we thought there could be a whole generation of children who are meeting the authentic Jesus as opposed to the flanograph, pretty, you know, typically white European Jesus that you often see when you're growing up in Sunday school. And that is the most meaningful thing that I could have ever experienced. And Johnny Erickson Tada, who I assume you've known or have met, one of the great authors and speakers, she said, "Thank you for telling the old story in an impossibly fresh way." And again, that knocked me out because I thought we can do this. There's a chance that we could take these scriptures and we don't even have to change them, but just give the context to them. And there's a whole generation of people who now can relate, understand, get in there more than they ever have. And that's what we're seeing even with our cast members. That's what we're seeing with viewers who've said, "I can now show something to my brother who's been a prodigal for 20 years, but he loved this show. And now he's actually more interested in the Bible than he was, you know, 10 years ago based on his negative experiences with church." And so I think what you did with Bonhoeffer in your great book, that's what we're trying to do with Christ and with the disciples.
Well, you're very kind to mention that. What you guys are doing is spectacular. We've got a final segment coming up. Folks, I'm talking to the director and creator of The Chosen. You've got to tell everyone you know about this, folks. This is a big deal. The Chosen, it's available. You can get the app. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Where would I be without my woman?
Men, if you want to have less bathroom problems, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men urinate 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-338-3683. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-338-3683 now to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men urinate 241% more. That's 800-338-3683. Just pay shipping and handling.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
It's election day in four states.
In Virginia, voters are deciding which party should control the state house in a widely watched contest that's considered a warm-up for the 2020 election cycle. In Mississippi, Attorney General Jim Hood is trying to become the second Democratic governor in the Deep South as he faces Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves. President Trump and Vice President Pence both traveled to Mississippi to campaign for Reeves. Voters in New Jersey are looking to select all 80 seats in the Democratic-led General Assembly. In Kentucky, polls show a dead heat in their political grudge match between incumbent Governor Republican Matt Bevin, who received a ringing presidential endorsement, and Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear.
That's correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Mexico's foreign secretary says President Obrador has phoned President Trump to express condolences at the slaying of nine members of a religious community in northern Mexico. Those nine were U.S. citizens. This is SRN News.
Ashton Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Show talking to Dallas Jenkins about his series, TV series, The Chosen. Dallas, a couple of quick questions for you. First of all, how much money do you need per episode? How much money have you raised? Because it's a crowdfunding issue. Very exciting. I mean, I want to see as many as possible. How do you do it? What's the rate at which you can do it? And what do they cost?
Yeah, so the first season, we raised $10 million total. Now, two of that covered, you know, legal fees and marketing and all that kind of stuff. Not, you know, I wish we had more, but we didn't want to go too far.
Right.
It was about a million per episode. Now we are hoping that that increases over the seasons. We want to get to the place that we believe this story deserves the kind of money that a show like Game of Thrones would get. And so we've been telling people we want to do this for 7-8 seasons. I mean, we got a lot of ground to cover. We want to get to the death and resurrection, of course. I don't want to give a spoiler away, but I think we all know where the story is.
Resurrection?
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
That's crazy talk. Come on.
Yeah.
But you really don't believe that this story, these stories are more important than Game of Thrones. Would you? Do you think so?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think they just might be. And
You're just one of those religious fanatics. I can't take you seriously. Let me ask you. Here's all I care about. I want to play a role in this, okay? And you have no obligation, but I want to play the role of Edward G. Robinson, where he says, "Hey, where's your Messiah now?" See, that's the role I want to play. Not many people are going to get that stupid joke, but it's so cool to me to think that you've got all these different characters. Or maybe I could play the John Wayne role.
Surely, yeah, you're just,
surely
yeah.
That is the Son of God. I think that's what he said, something like that. What's the movie that I'm thinking of? Is that the Ten Commandments? I can't even remember. It couldn't be the Ten Commandments. Of course not. The Robe? I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those epics.
Greatest story ever told or something like that.
I think it's the greatest story ever told. Yeah.
Yeah. But what you're speaking to is actually, I think, a very important point is this is not the American or European King James version of the Gospels.
Right.
Our actors are Middle Eastern. There's, you know, the only white people you see, the American looking people or Roman looking people are the Romans. We want you to be able to smell the dust. We want you to be able to be there and feel like you can actually experience what these people were going through. We don't shy away from the oppression, from the poverty, from the dirt and the grime that these characters were experiencing, which, of course, adds texture to the fact of why they were longing for the Messiah.
Right.
So desperate.
Well, listen, I'm Greek, so I'm still hoping for a role. But let me ask you this. How much money do you need to raise, like, in the next few years? Because there are people that are excited. They're like me, and they want to see more of this.
Yeah, so we get people all the time still saying, well, can I invest in future seasons and episodes? Right now, the way to do that is simply to buy DVDs, Blu-ray, streaming packages. We're giving you the first four episodes for free, but coming up, episodes 5 through 8 are coming. We'll hope that you'll purchase those. Eventually, if those are free, we'll hope that after you see them, you'll do what people have been doing so far and buying the DVD package to give to their friends and family
and so
to give them out.
If you donate a certain amount, like you get something for that. Like if I donate a certain amount, I could play Judas Not Iscariot, for example, for like 40 seconds of screen time, right? I know. Yeah. I know that's how this works. Yeah. It's all quid pro quo. I know you people.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm so excited about this. This is just terrific. So people can watch this today, right? They don't have to wait.
Yeah.
This is they can go to the app, The Chosen, and they can check it out. I mean, it's the sort of thing, if you produce enough of these, I would think that Sunday schools, adult Sunday schools, would want to watch these once a week, or, you know, once you have enough episodes, they could do something like that and then sort of dissect it.
Yeah, there's small groups who have been doing it. I've actually spoken in a few churches where then they'll show all four episodes. And we've also got a devotional book called The Chosen, 40 Days with
Whoa,
Jesus.
Okay.
The devotional book is available as well that takes you even deeper into the stories and characters. So people are doing that. Again, it doesn't end here with this show. You know, Focus on the Family is now wanting to do curriculums. I mean, so this is going to be ideally bigger than just.
And
the
you think it's big now? Wait till people find out I'm playing the Edward G. Robinson role. Where's your Messiah now? See, I'm going to do it. I'm so excited. So proud of you. God bless you. Thanks for letting us know about this great news. Thank you so much.